After losing his party's nomination for Congress in the 5th District, Artie Hufstetler had leftover cash from the state's Democratic Party, money the former Marine hoped to use in another kind of campaign.
Traditionally, veterans have really affiliated with the Republican Party. And, you know, my Uncle Bill was in Vietnam, and he has a Purple Heart. So as far as I'm concerned, he can vote however he wants. But at the same time, we want to fight for every vote. I think having veterans in the process opens that door, veteran-to-veteran contact. And veterans in Virginia make up 750,000 voters.
Hufstetler points out that it was a Democrat, Franklin Roosevelt, who signed the original GI Bill, and former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, who brought that legislation up to date.
So we have a long history of supporting veterans in our party, and we just want to make sure people know that.
Mission First is campaigning for Democrats in all four of the contested congressional races in Virginia. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Many, many lifelong Republicans are saying enough. And we just want to be there with our arms open, say, come on in, you know, come on in, the water's fine. You know, the younger generations of veterans are going to be more open to this discussion, but we want to lead the discussion with any veteran who's willing to chat with us. They're moving every 24 to 36 months. States have very different laws on whether you can vote absentee, whether you can vote same-day voter registration, which, by the way, we need to fix those problems.